USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No breakthrough in sight to end the partial federal government shutdown. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to be elected Speaker of the House on Thursday, says the House will act on a funding measure once she is. Republicans like Congressman Steve Womack of Alaska says she shouldn't be waiting.
Let's just be honest. She has been too busy trying to secure the votes to become the Speaker of the House and not enough time spent securing our border.
The obstacle to getting a funding bill passed remains that President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, while Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for border security that does not include a wall. Major U.S. newspapers were struck by a cyber attack that delayed many paper deliveries yesterday. The L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other papers affected. The origin of the attack is not yet known. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Adam. I've been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds, and it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
It's the strictest DUI law in the nation, and it's taking effect today in Utah just before New Year's arrives. Utah lowering its blood alcohol content limit to 0.05, the lowest in the United States. Seven people suffering from non-life-threatening injuries after a jet bridge partially collapsed last night at Baltimore-Washington International Airport. Most of the passengers were still on the Southwest Airlines plane after it arrived from the Dominican Republic, but a woman had fallen sick during the flight, so passengers were told to remain on board while medics helped her off the plane. It turns out that four medics, two Southwest employees, and that ill passenger all fell from the ramp. The remaining passengers ended up having to use stairs to get off the jet. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot's getting bigger. There was no winner in last night's drawing, so the jackpot for the Tuesday drawing is expected to reach at least $420 million. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On January 1st, California becomes the first state to ban the retail sales of dogs, cats, rabbits, unless they come from a shelter or a rescue group. The law was passed in 2017 in an effort to shut down the operation of so-called puppy mills, where animals are bred in less than humane conditions for profit. Sellers now could face a $500 fine for each banned animal up for sale once that law takes effect. The CDC is warning anyone with cancer now or has had the disease in the past to make a point to get their flu shot this year. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The flu vaccination is especially important for people with cancer or a history of cancer because they are at a high risk of developing serious flu complications. Those over the age of 65 have a weaker immune response, making them open to complications to the flu. Two vaccines that are designed to create a stronger immune response are available for those over 65 that offer four times the amount of antigen as a regular flu shot.
And Monty Python star Michael Palin is now a knight in the Order of the British Empire, as Palin played a three-headed knight in Monty Python and the Holy Grail, but now he's a real knight among the British celebrities who made the New Year's honors list. Sir Michael, the first member of the Monty Python comedy group to be knighted. And you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.